Bedfordbo. It's the 26th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A man who stalked and blackmailed a woman has been jailed for 2.5 years. Anwar Hussein pleaded guilty to stalking the woman for 6 months and threatening to release inappropriate video of her if she didn't pay him. The video never actually existed. He bombarded his victim with threats through post, email and phone. He also made fake social media profiles using her photos and phone number and invited strangers to her home. On top of this, he sent unwanted food deliveries, sometimes up to 10 a day at unsociable hours. An officer at Bedfordshire Police said, "First of all, I would like to commend the strength and bravery of the victim. Hopefully seeing Hussein jailed will now provide her with some sense of justice, and with support, she will be able to move forward." A Grade 1 listed church in Houghton Conquest, which had 20 tonnes of lead stolen from its roof, is installing a new felt replacement. The 14th century All Saints Church roof is now expected to last 40 years. A greener way to manufacture clothing textiles using biomass from crop waste. The new process, which uses environmentally friendly solvents to dissolve cellulose from your crops and household waste using bacteria. The byproduct can then be spun into fibres to make textiles. The world's clothing industry is responsible for 10% of all greenhouse gas emissions, more than flights and shipping. The family of Captain Sir Tom Moore have asked for trees to be planted in his honour. The Trees for Tom campaign planned a legacy forest which will be planted by two charities. That's it for today. Have a great weekend. I'll be back Monday with your Bedford News updates.